Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days.
So, Dan, what's going on this week?
Well, our cover story for this episode is kind of a good news, bad news kind of thing. Redmond's music history is hitting a turning point this week. The city has confirmed plans to demolish the longtime old firehouse teen center building.
Oh, gosh, that's a shame. That was there in the 90s when I was a teen.
No, I know. It's been around forever. For decades, it quietly played a huge role in the Pacific Northwest music culture. Bands practiced there, teens hung out there, and a lot of local musicians got their start inside those walls. The good news is the story doesn't end here. The city is planning to rebuild a brand new teen center designed for the next generation of Redmond teens and musicians. The old building might go away, but the mission isn't going anywhere.
If your idea of a Good Friday night involves wine and showing off random knowledge, Sama Cellars has you covered. They're running Trivia Night on Friday, March 6th from 6 to 8 at the Redmond Tasting Room. Grab a glass of wine, form a team with friends, and see how much useless information your brain has stored over the years. Questions usually bounce around between pop culture, history, music, and a few curveballs. Show up a little early if you want a good seat, because these trivia nights tend to fill up.
Here's a pretty smart community event happening Saturday morning. The Teen Clothing Swap runs Saturday, March 7th from 10 to noon, and it gives teens a chance to trade clothes they no longer wear for something new to them. Bring clean items that you're ready to pass along. Browse what other people brought. This is a super simple idea that saves money and keeps good clothes out of the landfill. If you've got a teenager whose style changes every 5 minutes, I should just rewrite that and say if you've got a teenager, this is probably worth checking out. This is a really fantastic idea, and I can tell you how much time has changed, because back in the day when I was a teen, somebody's hand-me-down, you wouldn't want a hand-me-down.
Oh, now it's really cool. Not only are thrift stores cool, but it's a fun thing to do. It's kind of like a party.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I love stuff like this.
Board game fans might want to stop by Uncle's Games at Redmond Town Center on Saturday, March 7th from 4 to 7. It's called Turntable Supermix, and the Game J, MJ, runs the whole thing like a DJ set for board games. Instead of spinning records, he rotates through a mix of different tabletop games so people can learn something new without committing to a full 3-hour rulebook session.
Terrible. Tell you why it's terrible, Jennifer.
Why is that?
You set your whatever game they're playing. I will use Trivial Pursuit. They set their Trivial Pursuit up, or Chutes and Ladders, whatever. And then here comes this Game J, MJ, DJ guy. He comes in, and it says, instead of turntable, he turns the game. Now he's going to, and the pieces fly all over.
That's hitting people in the head left and right, yeah. It's a hazard, really. For anyone who wants to try it, it's free, and you can bring your own favorite game if you want to share it with others.
Yeah, just bring a helmet. Helmet and safety goggles, Jennifer. Once again, whenever we mention events at Pickles Playland, we always want to do it.
I want to do this, right? Yeah.
They are having Letters to Congress. It's happening Thursday, today, from 7 to 9 p.m. The idea is simple. Show up, write letters to your elected representatives about whatever issues you care about, and you can talk with your neighbors while you do it. Pickles will have snacks, including $1 wine, and their usual crowd of friendly dogs hanging out. If you've been meaning to get more involved in civic stuff and, you know, politics, but you don't know where to start, I cannot think of a more low-pressure way to do it.
Surrounded by dogs.
Okay, it says Pickles will have snacks. What do you think? Snacks for the dogs, snacks for the people?
Both.
$1 wine for the dogs or the people. Don't say both. Don't say both.
Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. All right, Dan, so this week I've got a doozy for you. Are you ready for the question?
I am ready. I am ready. The music always pumps me up.
Okay, here we go. In 1913, the Japanese government sent 40 businessmen to Redmond. What were they there to learn about? Was it A?
I was not around. I was very young. No, it was 100 years before I was born. Oh, no.
Was it A, logging techniques? B, dairy farming? C, railroad construction? Or D, how to start tech companies?
In 1913?
Okay, your time starts now.
Okay, logging techniques. That totally could be it. Dairy farming, 1913. Mm-hmm. No, they knew how to do.
It seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, you get a cow. Yeah, that's it. Railroad construction again. Or how to start tech companies. It's not going to be tech companies. I think I'm going to say logging. I'm going to say they wanted to learn logging techniques.
Okay, Dan, is that your final answer?
No, I'd like to phone a friend. I just have to find someone who was around in 1913. Yeah, that's my final answer.
That is incorrect.
What?
The answer is B, dairy farming.
Come on. You didn't figure this out. Dairy farm. Get a cow, give it some hay, milk it. Done and done.
No, it's true. It really was dairy farming. James Clyse's Willow Moore Farm was so advanced that the Japanese government sent a delegation of 40 businessmen, led by Baron Shibuwasa, to Redmond to study its dairy operation. They spent several days touring the farm and learning how it worked. At the time, Willow Moore was considered one of the most modern dairy operations anywhere. For a few days in 1913, a farm in Redmond was literally teaching the world how to produce milk.
Hey, I hear there's a farm in Redmond, Washington. Let's send 40 of our top minds over there and see what we're doing. Turns out you just have to hook some milking machines onto those udders.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
Oh my God, Jennifer. Speaking of cows, we are hearing rumors about a possible cowpunk themed cocktail lounge opening somewhere off 164th Avenue Northeast.
I can't.
So think rhinestones, rockabilly vibes, and craft cocktails instead of the usual, you know, typical bar setup.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
What does that even mean? Cowpunk.
I mean, we'll see what it means if we see what it is.
Now, to be clear, this is still firmly in the rumor territory. We do not know which exact space it might take over, who's behind it, or, you know, whether permits have been filed yet or whatever. But the idea of a rockabilly-style cocktail spot in Redmond definitely got our attention. So the question is, which empty spot do you guys think it is? Oh, rockabilly. Okay, now I get it. I have cows on the mind. You understand?
Yeah, now I get it.
Although, I'll tell you, if we make this cowbilly cocktail lounge work, it's not going to be long before a bunch of Japanese businessmen come over, try to figure out, now you got to see what Redmond's doing with cows. This is unbelievable. If you've got a guess or have heard something, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop a line in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. Hey, before we get out of here, we need to ask a question. Who is the best auto body in Redmond? Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find the post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments. We want to know who you think is the best auto body in Redmond.
And a quick update from our Best Pizza in Redmond giveaway. We randomly picked a winner from everyone who voted, and the winning choice was Jet City Pizza, specifically the old Redmond location, which actually closed back in 2021. Here's the problem, though. The winner hasn't claimed the prize yet. So if your email starts with long, that's L-O-N-G, check your inbox. There's a $50 gift card waiting just for you. Just reply to the email to claim it. And if we don't hear back soon, we might just have to redraw.
I guess we should treat it like a trivia game. We're going to give you one more clue. If your email starts with long and ends with gmail.com, that's your hint.
All right.
I know that you are, I know you're a listener. I know you're a reader. Long, blank, 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 at gmail.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, you are going to love the companion newsletter. You can find it at bestofredmond.com. We're going to see you in the next one, or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.
See you next time.